Let's start with the players who picked up knocks midweek. How's Neil Collins looking?
Yeah, Collins and Skugel obviously both came off the other day, so you'd have to turn around and say they're going to be very doubtful for this weekend's game.
Any kind of prognosis on their issues and how long they might be missing for?
Yeah, Skug's had got a nasty gas. He's had some stitches in his ankle, and that's quite swollen. And Collins just got a little an issue with his calf. So, as I said, hopefully it'll be short-term, not long-term. And, as I said, you never know for the weekend.
We sat here last week, didn't we, and went through a list of all the players that are out at the minute. Anybody getting closer to a return?
I've been really pleased today because we managed to, we did some training, obviously with the group, and we managed to get like an 11v11 scenarios on. So for the likes of Flynn, Alcock, Kennedy and McGahee, there's four players there that have been out for a long, long time. They've managed to figure in that session. So we're pleased about that. So hopefully, you know, they're going to be back into the fold a lot more now. And hopefully we can progress their fitness.
It starts to give you new little issues to look at then, doesn't it? And new little things to try and sort out what you might do here and there, I suppose.
Oh, it gives us more options. That's what we're after. We've got a group of players. Obviously, wage bills are always going to be one thing. We've got a large group of players, and we need to get everyone fit and available for selection. I think that's really important. And as I said, we've got honest, hard-working professionals here at Sheffield United. And, from my point of view, with Dean Wilkins and Andy Crosby, we've come in and the lads have been really taking on board everything we're looking to go and do with a fantastic attitude. So the more players we can get available to do that, the better.
A few fans have been asking about Flo Cavelier as well and what his prognosis is at the moment in time, how he's looking.
Yeah, he's picked up, he's had an injury all the way through, so he's still going to be, he's not in with the group yet, so he's still in the rehabilitation stages. That was hard to say, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. What about recruitment-wise? How are you looking? Are you getting any closer to bringing somebody in?
Well, we've been really pleased with the recruitment we've managed to do so far. Obviously, the window will shut at 6 o'clock, an hour before we kick off next a week on Tuesday against Hartlepool in the Johnston Spring Trophy. So there's the madness of the transfer window when we've all got games going on. So, listen, I'm sure you'll listen to all the managers in the next couple of... Or during the course this week, a lot of action is normally done the last couple of days, and I can't see this being any different.
Has the injury to Neil Collins maybe stressed the fact that you need to bring another centre-half in even more so now, do you think?
Has it stressed it even more so than what we already know? That's a good question, isn't it? So listen, we're working diligently behind the scenes, and you know, it's very difficult to keep things private, as we all know. Things you've asked me this probably the other week.
Yeah.
What about this player? What about that player? There's so much untrue speculation, but that's what makes it so good, doesn't it? That's what makes football so exciting, the thoughts that you might be able to get this player or that player, and everyone can throw an opinion up, which is the beauty of football, isn't it? Which is great. So we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
And we spoke to you about Michael Turner as well, and you said he's on a lot of money and probably too much money for a League One club. Has that changed at all? Are you going back in for him, or will you be going in for him?
Well, as you say, are you going to go in for him to start off with? And I don't think his wages would have changed from last week or whatever. So that's part and parcel of football. You know, we've got to be realistic about everything. But obviously, we are striving to improve the group of players we've got. And everybody at this moment in time is going to be speculating about the possibility of bringing players in.
What about interest in your players? Have you had any approaches for maybe one of the younger players on loan?
Obviously, Dominic's been out. He played the other night, which is good. The younger players, we obviously want to make sure there is a loan pathway for them, which is important. But likewise, they've got to play in the 21s as well, because we want to get a good done in the 21s group. So we'll have to wait and see. I'd like to think we've done all our business of players going out.
For now.
He says with a smile. He says with a smile on his face, yeah.
In terms of Che Adams, just a little side note, I suppose. He's been so impressive this season, hasn't he, since he's been in the side under yourself. His contract runs out at the end of this season. Is there any kind of, I guess, process in place now to start addressing that, or is that something that you have to wait and look at a little bit further?
No, everything's in process in that.
Okay, so talks are ongoing there?
Well, we're really excited about the prospect of Shea being with us for the future and doing really well for Sheffield United Football Club. So let's just let him go and play his football. Everything will get taken care of behind the scenes properly, and there we just go from there.
Has he been above and beyond what you expected? I presume you'd have heard about him before you came here and maybe even seen him as well.
I mean, when we came in, obviously I wanted a thumbnail on everybody. Obviously, Chris Morgan being here gave us a good insight as well. So to start off with, and obviously when you do your one-on-ones with everybody and you get to him on the training ground, he's still very raw. He does some good things and he does some things that drive you mad because he's got to learn. He's got to learn the game. So he's a raw talent, and I'm sure in 12 months' time, all being well, having... you know, learnt a lot more, played a lot more, he'll be in a far better position than what he is now.
And he rides a Segway as well, apparently, according to a little video that's gone around on Twitter, riding this little Segway contraption.
And I was speaking to a couple of the guys, my lad down, that's been going around, obviously, doing the rounds. I think they've come over from, some of the lads went over to Thailand and pre-season tours and whatever, and they've ended up bringing them back, not here. But, yeah, listen, it's what it is. As long as you don't fall off in it and crack your nut, then it's... you can see that happen a few times, can't they? So yeah. I've seen people going about them on the park when I go for a walk, and you see them riding on there, and, you know, it's great for your core stability, great for your balance. You just want to make sure that the pathway's all right, otherwise you could a few bumps and bruises, couldn't you?
Connor Salmon, how impressive was he the other night? We've spoken about him and his link-up play, but then to start getting the goals as well for you, which is ultimately as a striker, is what he wants to do.
I thought him and Billy Sharp looked a massive threat the other night. They both worked so hard. They linked up really well, some good interplay, and both of them looked a massive threat. Mm. So that was pleasing.
Yeah, it's a great partnership, that, isn't it? It can forge, do you think, into what could be a really successful partnership?
Well, we talk about goals and about the squad. You know, we got them two, and obviously I've talked before about Mark McNulty and Michael Higden, and we've got Matty Doan to come back as well, and obviously other players that we can go from maybe the wider positions coming in there. We've got an attacking threat about ourselves, and over the course of this season, I keep highlighting it won't be about 11 players. It's about a whole squad contributing and working hard for each other.
Blackpool then, there comes town this weekend. They've not had the best start to the season. They're a club who's had obviously a lot of off-field issues as well. How are you assessing them?
Well, first and foremost, we always concentrate on ourselves. We do our diligence on the opposition. We respect them, everybody, because you have to. So Neil McDonald's gone in there. And obviously, listen, they were in the Premier League a couple of years ago. Obviously, there's been documented about things going on at the football club. We've got to make sure that we respect them, do our homework on them, as we always like to think that we go and do, and prepare as much as possible to give ourselves an opportunity to win the game. We had 23,000 people at supporters, passionate supporters at Bramall Lane last week, and it was great. We got off to a great start. The greasy chip putty song got the atmosphere going, and we had a great impact in the game, didn't we? With Shea Adams, we just touched on scoring a goal. And we need to make sure that continues. And maybe there could be spells. They're going to be an energetic side, Blackpool. So I think everybody's got to understand. Excuse me. I think we all understand there's no easy games in this division. And you've got to work very, very hard. You've got to earn the right to give yourself a chance to go and win. But I'd like to think that we have got goals throughout the team.
Lots of fans who were there last weekend have phoned us this week talking about the entertainment factor, and I was at that game as well. It was an entertaining game to watch, and a lot of them just appreciating the fact that your side came out on the front foot on home soil and kind of went for it.
Well, my teams have always done that since whenever, but I want us to control games as well. I mean, you watch the game on Tuesday night, for example, down at Peterborough, and it's about winning the game, and we were excited. And when you actually watch the video back and you go through the highlight, there was some fantastic attacking football in that game. Really end-to-end, but some really good adventurous stuff from the lads. And so we're pleased with that. It's a process going forward. It's about winning as well, isn't it? You know, because goals change the complexion of games at times.
And you've got momentum now, though, haven't you? 3 wins on the bounce.
Yeah, we need to keep that going. But I've said all the way through, don't get too high when we win, don't get too low when we lose. Because inevitably that is, you know, it's going to be, it is a challenging division. And we've got to keep a consistency about ourselves. But the players work extremely hard on the training ground. We prepare well for games. We do everything we can to win it. We learn the lessons from it. And then we put a line underneath it and we move on to the next one because it is relentless. As I said, we've done that today, and all our focus and energies is to the Blackpool game now. And we're going to do everything we can to win that one.